ever get that feeling? Like you're just
Dude.
bombarded with information
Oh,
constantly, you
yeah,
know?
totally. I mean, it's like drinking from a fire hose, right?
Exactly. So much out there. But finding what really matters, it's like, well, it's overwhelming. And that's why we do this. Welcome to the deep dive, where we cut through the noise and get the essential knowledge you actually need.
And today we're diving into something pretty fascinating. You flagged this for us a while back, the expanded partnership between Cochlear and GNEN for research and development. Big players in hearing tech, both of them.
Absolutely. And we've got the press release right here laying out how they're going to be working even closer together. So for our listeners out there, what we want to unpack today is what this really means for the future of hearing solutions. You know, the kind that just work together seamlessly without a hitch. But more than that, we want to make it clear why this should matter to you, especially if you're the kind of person who likes to understand important stuff quickly and thoroughly.
Right on. And for anyone out there who maybe isn't familiar with these companies off the top of their head, Cochlear and GN, they are, like you said, leading the charge in hearing technology. And as the press release points out, this isn't some brand new thing they just cooked up. They've actually been partners for a good while now, since back in 2015. So there's history there.
Okay, so this isn't just a handshake deal. They've got a track record. This is an expansion of something that's already working. That's pretty significant, wouldn't you say?
Oh, for sure. And it really shows a commitment to going further together. The press release even mentions there was like a signing ceremony down at Sydney Harbour with the CEOs of both companies there, you know, really putting an exclamation point on this strengthened collaboration. And they're building on that foundation they laid down with the Smart Hearing Alliance a while back.
Right. So they're already in the same game, so to speak. What's different now? What are they going to be focusing on specifically with this expanded partnership?
Well, the press release lays out three main areas where they're going to be ramping things up. First, joint research and development. They're going to be working together even more closely to come up with new and innovative technologies. Second, sharing tech. They're going to be more open with each other about their latest advancements and share what they're learning. And third, they're going to be more unified in how they bring their products to market. It's all about strengthening both companies' positions in the global hearing care market.
So big picture, more R&D together, sharing tech, and getting those cutting-edge products out there. But what does all that actually mean for the people who use these devices every day? And that's what I'm really curious about.
You and me both.
Right.
And the press release gets into that. This expanded collaboration, one of the main things they're aiming for is to improve their bimodal offerings. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, bimodal basically means using a cochlear implant in one ear and a hearing aid in the other. You know, kind of a personalized approach to dealing with different types and levels of hearing loss.
Right. And the big one here is better connectivity. Not just between the implant and the hearing aid working as a team, but also connecting to all the other tech we use, like phones and laptops and all that. That just makes everything so much more usable and convenient.
Yeah, exactly. Seamless integration, that's the goal. And to get there, both companies are going to be pouring resources into joint R&D. And they specifically call out AI and DNN, artificial intelligence, and deep neural networks.
The really smart stuff. So by combining their efforts, they can make devices that are even more intelligent and responsive to what the user needs. Is that right?
That's the idea, harnessing the power of AI and DNN to create a smoother, more intuitive experience. And what's interesting is that the press release specifically highlights GN's approach to AI. They call it a distinctive human approach.
Okay, hold on. A human approach to AI, what does that even mean? Is it more than just algorithms and stuff?
Well, according to the press release, GN designs its AI models to work more like the human brain processes sound. It's all about achieving better voice clarity, especially in those noisy environments where it can be hard to hear. Sounds pretty sophisticated. It shows they're really trying to understand how human hearing works and then build AI that complements that.
Makes sense. You want the tech to work with our brains, not against them. But it's not just about the end users, right? The press release also mentioned something about how this partnership will benefit clinicians as well.
Yep, that's a key piece of the puzzle too. By creating these more advanced, seamlessly integrated solutions, they're giving clinicians better tools to work with. And that means they can provide an even better, more personalized hearing experience for their patients. Everyone wins.
So we got the overview of what the companies are saying. Let's dive into some of the specifics. The press release quotes a couple of key executives from both GN and Cochlear. What jumped out at you from their comments?
Well, Christoph Schmid, GN's chief R&D officer, he really stressed that they've got a solid history of working well with Cochlear. And by deepening that partnership, they can innovate faster and have a bigger impact than either of them could alone. He also highlighted the potential for global reach, you know, making these advanced hearing solutions accessible to millions more people worldwide who are dealing with hearing loss.
That accessibility point is huge. It's not just about inventing cool tech, it's about getting it into the hands of the people who need it most. What about Cochlear? What did their CTO have to say?
Jan Janssen, Cochlear's chief technology officer, he talked about acceleration. He basically said that by working more closely with GN, they can speed up the delivery of all the latest advancements in AI, DNN, connectivity, and wireless tech, specifically for people with cochlear implants. He also emphasized their shared commitment to making bimodal solutions even better. So both sides seem pretty excited about the possibilities here.
Sounds like a win-win. Now, the press release keeps mentioning the Smart Hearing Alliance. We know they launched it back in 2015, but can you remind us what it is exactly and how it fits into all of this?
Sure. The Smart Hearing Alliance is basically the framework that allows all these different devices to work together. You know, Cochlear's Nucleus implants, their wireless accessories, and ReSound hearing aids, which are part of the GN group. It's the platform that makes these bimodal solutions possible. It's where all their research and development comes together.
And they've even made it easier for users to manage all of that, right? They mentioned something about an app that ties everything together.
Right. That's a perfect example of how this partnership is making things better for people. They've added bimodal control right into the Nucleus Smart App. So now users can manage both their compatible ReSound hearing aid and their Cochlear sound processor all in one place. No more switching back and forth between different apps. For someone who's dealing with hearing loss, that kind of convenience can make a huge difference.
Streamlined, user-friendly, makes total sense. We're already seeing the real-world results of this collaboration. Now let's zoom out a little. What's the scale of the need here? How many people worldwide could potentially benefit from these kinds of integrated hearing solutions?
Well, the press release cites a stat from the World Health Organization. They estimate that roughly 72 million people globally could benefit from some type of hearing device, whether it's a cochlear implant, a hearing aid, or a bimodal solution. That's a lot of people. Really shows how important this area of technology is.
Wow, 72 million. That really puts the potential impact of this partnership into perspective. And there's some pretty compelling evidence suggesting that these bimodal solutions are especially effective for people who aren't getting enough benefit from traditional hearing aids alone, right?
Oh, absolutely. The press release mentions a recent study where a whopping 95% of people who weren't getting what they needed from their hearing aids reported much higher satisfaction with their hearing after switching to a GN Cochlear Smart Bimodal solution. That's a huge jump. It really speaks to the power of this integrated approach, especially for more complex cases of hearing loss. It's like a whole different level of hearing.
95%.
Incredible.
Speaks for itself.
Okay.
Before we wrap up our deep dive, let's take a minute to learn a little bit more about Cochlear and GN as individual companies. What's their background and what's their focus in the hearing technology world?
Well, Cochlear has a really inspiring origin story. It all started with Professor Graham Clark wanting to help his father, who had significant hearing loss. That personal mission led to the creation of Cochlear back in 1981. And since then, they've helped over 700,000 people in more than 180 countries here. They're known worldwide as a leader in implantable hearing solutions. And they've always been big on research and development, having invested over $3 billion Australian in pushing the boundaries of what's possible in hearing tech.
So a company with a strong personal mission and a long history of innovation. What about GN? What's their story?
GN's got a long history too, going back over 150 years. Their original vision was all about connecting the world through communication. And these days, they have a pretty diverse portfolio covering not just hearing solutions, but also audio, video, and even gaming technologies. They focus on enhancing both hearing and sight. And they've got a global presence with over 7,000 employees worldwide. So you've got two very well-established companies, each with their own strengths, coming together to push hearing solutions forward.
Okay, so let's bring it all home for our listeners. What are the key takeaways from our deep dive into this expanded partnership between Cochlear and GN?
The bottom line is this. They're joining forces to create even more seamless, intelligent hearing solutions. They're doing this by combining their R&D expertise, especially in AI and connectivity. The goal is to create real benefits for users, mainly through better bimodal options and smoother integration with all the tech we use every day.
And as we've seen, the potential impact is huge. We're talking about millions of people worldwide who could benefit from these advancements.
Absolutely. This partnership could make a big difference in a lot of lives. It's pretty exciting to see.
Definitely. And it makes you wonder what other fields could see this kind of collaboration, you know, where leading companies team up to enhance how we experience the world or how we perceive things. It's a question worth pondering, even beyond the realm of hearing technology.
For sure. It's all about pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Exactly. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive. Until next time.
My pleasure. Always great to be here.